Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly update in agricultural history, talking with Dr. David Vail, Associate Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Dr. Vail, the arts and crafts movement that came from England to America in the late 1800s gave us a number of things that we even still relate to even today.
Absolutely, and most people who live in Nebraska or even the Great Plains knows how important arts and crafts are to different things, whether those are agricultural fairs or events throughout the year. And so I was excited to talk a little bit about this arts and crafts movement that emerged in Europe, primarily England, in the late 1800s, but quickly made its way over to the United States and really embodied sort of these ideas about rural values, about sort of individual creativity in the context of an agricultural society.
And Dr. Vail, as part of that, we talk many times about rural values that we all have, but those rural values and especially the images they engender offer a lot to our communities and society even today.
That's absolutely right. And so many Americans in rural places are participating in the arts and crafts movement and sort of making it their own, right? So there's a whole movement in the urban places in the United States, but also it's connecting to rural places in the United States. And so rural people are creating crafts and different types of artistic expressions that really represent some of the values and sort of community-oriented views that they're holding within their own communities. And so, again, it's really an important moment for Americans to kind of understand, especially those of us who live in rural places, that these sort of things that are interesting for us to do within our communities have a much longer influence in the larger culture.
Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Associate Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us once again for our monthly update in agricultural history. Dr. Vail, the natural extension of those first 2 points about the arts and crafts movement and rural values is that in many ways they inspired the country life movement several decades later in the early 1900s, really across the Great Plains.
Exactly right. And this inspiration would continue. You'll see a version of this throughout the Great Depression, that arts and crafts sort of allow downtrodden people in the Great Depression, but also rural people throughout these eras to really express themselves on their own terms. And so with the Country Life Movement, we've talked about this before in different radio sessions, but the Country Life Movement, part of its hallmark idea is the value of rural life and rural experience. And so the arts and crafts movement has sort of a natural connection to that and really allowed, again, people in different parts of rural places to carve out this idea that living in rural places really matters, not just for their own communities, not just for their state, but for the country as a whole.
And Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What has happened this month in agricultural history?
Well, we're going to go back to June of 1933, the throes of the Great Depression, and the Art Institute of Chicago, a new exhibition emerged, A Century of Progress of Paintings and Sculpture, and it ran from June 1st to November 1st, 1933. And this is sort of the moment where all of this, the arts and crafts movement, the country life movement, all are represented in one art piece, and that's Grant Wood's famous American Gothic image that has the husband-wife Iowa farmer in the farmhouse. But all of this is sort of represented in that piece of art. So June 1933, we see the American Gothic sort of embodying these larger movements of the last few decades.
That was Dr. David Vail, Associate Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us once again for our monthly update in Ag History. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.